Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Jackson, and welcome to today's training. To start off, I have a question for you. Have you ever felt your heart beat before? I mean, like really put your hand to your heart and felt the pulse inside of your chest move at a steady pace? Kind of like this. Okay. So maybe it didn't sound exactly like that, but it's crazy to think that the little organ that's right there that speeds up when you get excited and slows down when you start to get sleepy is the thing that is keeping you alive. Your heart is what pumps the blood through your entire body so that your muscles and your brain keep functioning. Your heartbeat is very important. It affects how much your body is able to do. It affects what kind of life you're able to live. For instance, if you have a heart that beats too slow, but you have muscles that are working really fast and doing all sorts of crazy things, then you're gonna have a heart attack because your hands and your feet are doing something that your heart doesn't wanna do. Your heart overall determines what your hands can do and ultimately determines what kind of life you can live. Now today, as we start talking about a life that is thankful, I want to start by talking to you about the most important part of living a life that's thankful. I want to talk to you about your heart. And now I'm not talking about the heart that's beating inside your chest right now. I'm referring to the place where feelings live and where Jesus belongs. Right there in that place that no one else can see is the key to living a thankful life. Now, how can that be, you may be asking? Well, like your physical heart, how it pumps blood to your muscles and ultimately determines the kind of life you can live, your spiritual heart determines what feelings go behind your actions and ultimately determines whether you are living a thankful life or not. So as we move into, who didn't silence their cell phone? Come on, guys. We run a professional operation around here and, sorry about this. It's actually my phone. It's my mom too. All right. Is it okay if I take it real quick? Okay. Let me just take it really fast. Hello? Oh, hey mom. Yeah. I'm kind of in the middle of something right now. What's up? Yes, I understand that my wish list is a little longer than usual this year. A top four? You want me to pick my top four? If I only had to pick four things off of my really long list that I really wanted, then I'd probably start with a new PS5. And then a butler named Johnston to clean my room and to make me any food I really want that I'm feeling at the time. A V-Bucks gift card. Yep, there's some skins I'm wanting on Fortnite. And you're gonna love this. A monkey named Pickles. Yes, Mom. I said a monkey named Pickles. What do you mean, what will I do with a monkey named Pickles? Let me ask you this. What can't you do with a monkey named Pickles? Yes, those are my top things. Wait, what? No, but you can't. But Mom, I... What? No, that's not fair. How am I supposed to... Okay. Okay, fine. Fine. I love you too. Bye. Ugh. You guys are never gonna guess what my mom just told me. She just said that I have to get rid of some of my toys because I have, quote, too many. And I need to give some away before Christmas comes this year. But I don't want to give away any of my toys. I love all of them equally. Even if I don't really play with all of them that much. It's just nice to know that they're there in case I need them. Why should I have to give up my toys to someone else? It's not my fault that they don't have as many awesome toys as me. Why is it my responsibility to make sure they're happy? I just don't know what to do. Have your parents ever asked you to do this? But what's the big deal? Why should we care? And why is someone else's happiness my concern? Well, I guess this is something we should probably talk about. Because if you and I are going to live lives that are thankful, we're going to have to unpack and understand the simple truth of loving God and loving people. And that is actually what I really want to talk about today. And that leads us to our power truth. So everyone say this with me. Say, love God, love people. That's the thing I want you to take away. Let's say it one more time. Love God, love people. So what does that look like? What does loving God and loving people do to help us live a thankful life? Well, let's start with the first part, love God. The Bible says that we're supposed to love God with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. With every part of us, with everything we have, we're supposed to love God. So what does it look like to love God with our heart, soul, and mind, and really everything that we have? Well, John 14:21 says that loving God looks a little bit like this. Those who really love me are the ones who not only know my commands, but also obey them. My Father will love such people, and I will love them. I will make myself known to them. Look at that. Okay, this is awesome. It says, those who love me are the ones who obey my commands. Obey is the word that strikes fear into the hearts of every three-year-old. It's plain and simple. Our love for God isn't just shown by what we say or what we know about Him. We can't just talk the talk. We have to actually walk the walk, which means that we have to do what we say. We actually have to obey His commands. And what are some of His commands? Well, this is where we get to the second part of our main point, of our power truth, of loving God and loving people. It's the loving people part. God tells us in His Word over and over again that we're supposed to love His people. We are supposed to treat others the way we want to be treated. And the best way, I think, to be treated by others is to have others share their best with me. Think about it. If you have a friend who has something really awesome, would you want them to be selfish with their awesomeness? Or would you want them to share it with you? You'd want them to share it with you, of course. So what about you? What do you have that is awesome? Is it a really awesome toy? Or is it a game? Or is it a pair of some shoes or clothes? What do you have that you are so thankful for that might also make someone else thankful for it too? And maybe it's not really a physical thing. Maybe it's your gifts and your talents. Maybe it's your time. Heroes, you and I were never made to hold on to all the awesome, incredible things that we have. And trust me, God does give us some really awesome stuff. But you and I were made to share it with God's children. So how do you and I get from a selfish, greedy heart that really only thinks about ourselves to a thankful and generous heart that thinks about others? I'm sure we could sit down all day and talk about all of our different ideas on how we could develop a heart that's generous. Or maybe we could save a little bit of time and look at the most generous heart that ever has and ever will exist. I'm talking about the heart of God. You know, the Bible says in a pretty famous verse, John 3:16, it says, God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, so that anyone who believes in Him would not be lost, but have eternal life. See, I love this part so much. The part that says, God loved the world so much that He gave. That means God shared too. He looked at the world and all the people and saw the mess that we were in. And so he gave. But he didn't just give, he gave generously. He gave more than we deserved, even though we had selfish, greedy hearts that made us sinners. God gave us his son, Jesus. But the best part isn't that God gave generously, although that would be way more than enough. It's the reasons behind his generosity. Notice that the scripture doesn't say, God saw that we needed something big and so he gave. Or, God looked down on us from heaven and felt real bad for us and so he sent Jesus. No. It says God loved us. God loved us. He didn't give out of need or pity. He gave out of a generous, loving heart. So how can we develop generous hearts? We can ask God to give us his heart. Because when we have God's heart, we give to people because we love them like God loves them. We want to bless them like God wants to bless them. And when we give to others with the heart of God, then the promise that God gives us is a blessed life, a life filled with thankfulness. So today, I want to pray with you. I want to pray that God would give us his heart and that we would receive his heart and that our hearts would change from a selfish heart that only thinks about ourselves to generous hearts that thinks about other people. Because our one desire should always be to look more like Jesus, our ultimate hero. And the best way to do that is to start with his heart. So heroes, let me pray. Lord, I pray over everyone listening right now that you would deposit your heart into their lives. I pray that they would see other people with your heart, with your loving, generous heart. And whatever that love and generous nature looks like, I pray that they would give, that they would think about other people, that especially in this season where there's a lot of people who need things, I pray that we would stop and we would listen and we would hear what you would ask us to do in people's lives. I pray that we would see people, that they would feel seen by us, and in turn, feel seen by you. Thank you that you can transform our hearts, hearts that think about ourselves and what we want, and it can transform into a heart that thinks about other people. Lord, I pray that as we are loving other people, that we are obeying your commands, and that we would see a generous, blessed life because of this. You are so, so good. I pray again over every hero that you'd protect them, that you'd keep them safe, and that your love would surround them all of the days of their life. We love you so much, and we pray this in Jesus' name, and every hero said, Amen. Well, that brings us to the end of today's main training. You guys are well on your way to becoming amazing and mighty heroes. We'll see you next time, but always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya!
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.